All right, we're going all the way in the bottom of Samech Vav Amud Beis, the very, very last line in the bottom, beginning of the 10th parak of Maseches Nedarim, which begins as follows. Naira Hamurasa. So we're done talking about a Pesach to Big Matan Nedarim, and now talking about the status of a Naira Hamurasa. So Naira Hamurasa literally means a young woman who is engaged. She's had Erusin, but has not yet had Nisuin. It doesn't just mean Nara. It does not just mean a young woman. It means a woman who is between the ages of 12 and 12 and a half. Okay? And we're going to see why that matters. And we'll see, is it Nara Dafka or Nara Lav Dafka? Maybe specifically her. Maybe that's just the oldest age. And it can be even if she's a little bit younger. But basically, the halacha is as follows: Nara Murasa Avia Ubala Mefirin Nidareha, which we know already from the psukim that we read, right? That a Nara Murasa, her father and her husband, can be Mefir the Nether, her Nether, Nidar, meaning if she makes a Nether, they can kind of like undercut it before it even is Chal. They say no, and then it doesn't land in the first place. So guys, take a look at the Ran on the right side of the page. Nairi Murasa via by Ubala Bifir Nidareha Afilo Nidarim Shinadra Baoda Penuya. And it says the Ran something kind of wild. This is true even if the nether was something that she took when she was still not married, when she was single. Right? If she took a nether when she was single, somehow her father and husband can together, you know, get rid of the nether she took then. Okay? The arus mefer bekodmin b'shutfuseha, the b'shutfuseha daf, because an arus, the engaged man, or we'll call the man who's right, you know, there's arus and nisuin, right, two different stages of getting married. Once she's an arusa, she's an ishes ish, right, at that point already. She's already considered married to him, but they used to do arusin and then a year later do nisuin, give the husband a chance to make money and get ready, etc. We've talked about this in the past. And so once he's an arus and she's an arusa, so he can actually be made for a big codeman, things that she took before. How? Only b'shutfuseha da'av, with the partnership of her father. Okay, and the Gemara is going to talk about how that is exactly. V'naira denakat lafuke bogeres. And when we say the word Nara, why do we say Nara? It's coming to exclude a woman who's totally an adult, right? She's 13 years old, etc., or 12 and a half and older. She'ein la via reshusba, because once she's in a bogeres, then father's out of the picture. Father doesn't have any role anymore in being made for her nidarm. Ve'eno made for nidarm. Ve'aris nami below shut foseh da'av lo matzi mefer. And even the husband, once she's a bogeres, and and the aris in general, also without the partnership of the father, lo matzi mefer, won't be able to be mefer either. Avahua dinami the bas yir alef shana shenidareha nivdakim the av aris mefer nidareha. So it's true also. So the Ran points out, nair murasa is lav dafka. It's not necessarily specifically when she's 12, between the ages of 12 and 12 and a half, but even if she's 11, 11 and a half, etc. During her husband and her father can join forces to be mefer the nidarim, and even we'll have to see what this means also, that when she's 11, so her nidarim are nidakim, they get checked before they before their chal. So same thing, the father and the arus can be made for her nidarim. Fine. Take a look on the left side for a second at the mefarish, just so we understand what we're talking about here. So Naira Muras Aviu Bala Mefir Nidareha Ulahachi Naka Naira Daf Naira, and this is why it specifically specifies a Naira. The Dafka Naira Shehi Brishus Aviha, right? It's specifically a Naira who still is in the Brishus of her father. Take, I don't know if you have the Bach there, the Samech. It's a lot of Bachs on one page. So the Samech, he writes, right, the Gemara is going to talk about it in a second, right? But the point is, what's the point? That phrase you've seen before, right? Meaning when she's still in ni'ureha, in her younger age, she's beveis aviyah. So as long as she's binureha beis aviyah, so her father still has some power there, right? But can I read him as not Mizachas Ksubis, right? Ha'av Zakai Bekedushe Bito Ubamaisa Yadeha, like we've seen back in Mizachas Ksubis, that the father is Zocha and the Kedushe Bito, right? If she's a Katana, a Naira, he gets the money of the Kedushin that she gets, right? But Maisa Deh, if she has a job and makes money, he can collect the money that she makes. Ubamitsiyasa, if she finds a lost object, the father can still gets to collect it. Ubafaris Nidareha, right? And gets to be made for Nidarim. Bizman Shi Naira. Umafikla Mehaikron. It comes from that pasuk. Bin Rabbi Saviya. Fine. So the point is being again the same idea that Naira Murasa, specifically this age. I don't think that the Mefarish necessarily disagreeing with Iran. That you know, it's Daphne a Naira, but it could even be a little bit old, a little bit younger. But the point is, as long as she's still Beis Aviyah, that's when this halacha applies. Once she gets to that, you know, until she's married, the father has all this full rishas. Now, when she gets engaged, so now there's like this hybrid. You need the father and the husband. We're going to see now in a second how that plays out. And then once she becomes a Nesua, fully married, then she's fully out of her father's house, and now only the husband is, you know, has this ability. And again, that plays the role in that language. Bin Yireh Beis Aviyah, right? So when she's no longer Beis Aviyah, she's now Nesua, fully married. So now it's the husband by himself. But okay, so let's keep going. Fine. So we said Nairi Mirasa Aviyah Ubailam Afir Nidareha. So what happens if they're not on the same page? Hefer Av Velo Hefer Abal. Hefer Abal Velo Hefer Av. What if only one of them, you know, does something here? Excuse me. What if only one of them? I thought I brought it to you. Thank you very much. Thank you. So what if only one of them does? Right? So the father does the hafara, and the baal doesn't. Or the baal does, and the husband does it. So it doesn't work. So it doesn't work. Doesn't get removed. And certainly, I don't even have to tell you, says the Mishnah, if one of them said, one of them does the process of being Mekayim the Nether. Right? Being Mekayim the Nether, actually saying, it's good, it's fine. Right? Forget leaving it alone and doing nothing. It's one thing to say nothing. It's another thing to go ahead and say, it's fine. Right? This should be Chal. So if only one of them is Mefer, doesn't work. And certainly if one of them is Mekayim, fine. Take a look at the Ran there. Hey for Avla, hey for Abal. The Gemara Parah Chayne Reish. Think about this. Wait a second. We know this already. You told us you need both. So why do you tell me if one does and not the other, right? That's obvious. You just told me you need both. And certainly, if one of them is Mekayim, she'ena echad yachal af. Because when one is Mekayim, then the other one has no possibility of being Mefer. But again, the Gemara is going to ask this question: what to do? Okay. Yeah, fine. Good. Just look at the Mefarshes for one second. Also, Hefer Av biyom shamo. We're going to see the question. One of the questions is, how long do you have to undercut this nether, right? So the Mefarshes says if the father, you know, is Mefer on the day he hears about it. Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean the day that she said it, right? But the day he hears about it. Velo Hefer Abal ela shasak ve'es la'es. Okay. No hefer abal, meaning he's quiet for base lace is 24 hours from the time he heard it the first day to the time to the same time the next day. Oh hefer abav, lo hefer av. Dishtikaso shalzeh mivateles hafaraso shalzeh. Right, so the one person being quiet is enough to negate the hafar of the other. Ve'ein tzarich lomar hecha dekayim echameyen haneder the hafaraso shalzeh ein moelas klu. Fine. And certainly, if one of them is mekayim, the other person's hafar doesn't do anything. Fine. Okay. All right, so says the Gemara, Hainu Reisha. I don't understand, says the Gemara. You began by telling me, Naira Mirasa Aviya Ubaila Mefir Nidareha. So that Naira Mirasa, her father and her husband, you know, combined to be made for the Nidar. If that's true, basically the mission can end, right? There's no need to now tell me, if one does, the other doesn't, the other does, the one doesn't. Hello, I know. Like, thank you for making it totally clear. But we're smart enough, we can figure that out just from the Reisha. So why do I need the Seifa, the second part of the Mishnah, to explain, you know, even further? So says the Gemara, no. So Hainu Reisha. And the Gemara, no. Avia Ubaila Mefir Nidareha. That's we told me that already. So Ma, the same, what might I have thought? Oh, Avia, oh, Baila Katani, Kamash Malan. What might I have thought? If you're just reading the first line of the Mishnah, you wouldn't know exactly what it means. Nara Mirasa, Avia, U Baila Mifirni Dereya. What might that mean? A Nara Mirasa, either her father or her husband can be made for the Nidarm. And if you would misread that, and then you keep reading, okay, so now that's not how you read it. All right, so the second line there comes to inform me that the first line didn't mean, you know, vi doesn't mean oh, it means vi. Right? They have to combine to do it. Fine. Okay. Ve, which actually is very important. Ve'ein tzarich lomar shekiyem echa bayem. I don't have to tell you that if one of them is mekayim, then it messes it up. So ask the Gemara again, lama lidlibisna. What do you have to teach me this for? Yeah, fine. So lama lidlibisna. So hashta yesh lomar hefer zeh belo zeh velo klom. Right? So what might I have, right? You know, now that you told me, right, that what is Mayfair without the other one, it doesn't do anything. So that's true. What are you now teaching me, Lamali? What do I need it for? I already know that what if just the Shtika, as the Mefarish pointed out, just being quiet is enough to, you know, not allow the other person to be Mayfair. So of course, if he's Mekayim, so what do you? And I don't even tell you if he's Mekayim. I know, so then don't tell me, right? So lamali misni hashi yesh lomar hefer zev lo zev lo klum kiim echam yan lamali. So answer the Gemara, no tzrich lemisni ki itzrich le kigon de hefer echam yan v'kiim echad v'chazar hamakayim v'nishal ahakamasa. Okay, so what's the case? Case is she makes a neder and the husband says, yeah, no way, he's mefer. He says, we're not going to allow this to live. Okay? And what happens? The husband says, it's good, it's fine, we should let it land, let it become a nether. And then later he's like, oh gosh, that was a mistake. I should not have done that. Really, this is bad for us. I should not allow this nether to go. And he goes to a chacham and says, if I would have known that, I never would have been mekayim this nether. Okay? So now What might you think? So Ma the same, what might you have thought? My the uki ha akre. The guy could say, okay, that was a mistake. I didn't mean to be Mekayim. I was wrong. And now he can go ahead and join his father-in-law, and together they'll be made for the nether. Kamash malan the mefirin shneim bevas achas. So you learn from here that no, it doesn't work. That once, and what was the language of the Mishnah? Ein tzarich lomar shekiyem echamim. As long as one of them is Mekayim, it's over. Right? No one can be made for. And what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, even if the person who was Mekayim later regretted that and went back and was shoal on the kiyum and now wants to join the forces, the answer is no, it doesn't work anymore. As long as something has gotten in the way now, you went ahead, you're Mekayim, there's nothing to talk about. Take a look in the run, just for a second. Look at the run, kiyum echamein tzricha lemisnei. Here I am. It's like six lines down the skinny line, seven, eight, something like that. Yeah. Bitmiya, right? It's a question. The afagav de orchid is the kasha, right? Ki mecha man chich lemin, what I have to tell me for, right? So afagav de orchid the tana lemisne zu, ve'ein tzarech lomer zu. Even though that is the way that the tana sometimes writes, right? Sometimes you do this and I don't even have to tell you that, right? Hainu dafke b'mile de lo damu la'adadi. That's the case, but not really exactly the same. Even though it's like one learns from the other from a kavah chomer, but we write it anyways. This is all like one you know it's one very specific topic. Meaning he's just saying it's not like the mission never uses language zu vein tzarich lomer zu. Like sometimes the mission does that, but that's when it's more of an extension, maybe less obvious. Here it's so obvious, it doesn't make any sense. Okay, so what's the case? The case is that what would happen if the person who was Mekayim now is Nishal HaKamaso? Okay, that means the coming, the Nishal HaHekim. We're going to see later that a person can be just like you can be Shol on a Nether, you can be Shol on a Kiyum also. Okay, so Ma the same, what might I have thought? Ma the Uki HaAkre, right? I might think the person who went ahead and was Mekayim, so now you remove that. Uba Fara the Mekayim Lechudei Sagi. And now the person who was Mekayim, now he can just do his hafara and finish the deal. Right? The idach kvar hefer, because the other guy, the father or whoever the other person was already mefer. So kamash lan da adin befirin shneim vas achas. So it only works once. This only works that far when they're mefer at the same time. What do you mean vas achas? Chalomar shelo yafsik bein echad lechaveiro davar shu me'akev hafara. I mean, it doesn't mean that they have to like sit there. You know, okay, ready, set, go. Right, vas achas. I'm saying we have this like by the. You know, the Ben Sora Mora, right? The parents have to speak like at the same exact moment and the same voice. That's not what's happening here, right? It's only Bas Achas Mamish. They have to speak at the same time, right? Or say it at the same time. It just means that it's in the same framework, right? That there wasn't something, right? There wasn't something that was mafsik between one and the other, right? Davar shu ma'akev hafara. I mean, you didn't have something that was going to be ma'akev hafara. Something gets in the way. Kagon hakama. Meaning, if the husband's mayfair and then an hour later the father's mayfair, that's fine, right? That doesn't matter. It's not at the same moment. But if the father's mayfair and the husband's mikayim, and then nishal and then mayfair, then sorry, that's already no good because he did something in between that got in the way.
But presumably, you could still recover. You have to do the whole thing again. Like both of them could then do it after that within the same period, right?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, it sounds like no. It sounds like once the father, you say like the father like redo his hafara also,
and then the other one
also do his hafara.
Is it that it just breaks it and throws it out of the water, and now you have to
redo?
Right, or not?
Interesting. I don't know. That's a good question. Let's see if he explains it all.
And so, the question I had is
there's a million questions that we have. Yeah, correct. Me too, but yeah.
They disagree.
Yes.
Then they change their mind.
Yes.
Now they both say it should be nullified.
Right. No good.
Can the woman go to a halachic authority and get it nullified?
She doesn't.
They're no longer able to nullify.
Oh, you think she still be shol on her nether? Yeah, but presumably yes. Meaning she can.
There's no reason that she's not being talked about at all.
Yes. There's a regular. But remember, she's very young. Right? So it's a question of like what her das is at this age, and she's very little. She's young. She's 12 and a half. So like, but just a reminder, she's not a 25-year-old woman whose husband, you know, and father are controlling her nadar. Right? This is a kid.
She might need to be coached.
But yeah, correct. Good. It's different, as always. Difference between like what we should do and what we are able to, right? Presumably the answer is yes. That once it goes through and it's now a nether, that it has the same status that she's a gadol at least, right? She's 12 years old and she has das. So at that point, presumably, but I'll hold it up in case we find a gemara that says differently. But presumably, at this stage, it would seem that once it goes through, they let it go. They weren't mayfair. That now is the status of regular net. Or if she has some reason that she, oh my gosh, if I would have known da da da, I wouldn't have done it. So then we could still, you know, have room to be shoal the nether. Yeah, good.
So it looks like it's actually a machlokas for shoal here.
But whether she can or not,
yeah.
It was to say.
The Ramban, it says, the first one must now also revoke the vow a second time in order for the revocation to be effective. So it quotes actually the Ramban.
Machlokes about what you asked.
Yeah.
About redoing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then compare the Rambam, which appears to be that the vow in this case cannot be revoked altogether, even if the first one does revoke again.
Meaning if they try again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Fine. So the good answer or a possible answer to John's question, of course, is machlokes. But it could be no. I'm saying that's a real answer. I wasn't making a joke. I was also. But you know what I mean. Trying to get away with it. It can make sense, right? Because this mission is ambiguous, right? Is it that the process of hafara got messed up, so started again? Right? The guy says, I don't know. Maybe he should. So no problem. Just do it again. Or you say, no, sorry, you made a mistake. You did a kiyum, and now it's over. And by the way, if making the kiyum you can be shoal on, what would be the purpose of that if you can't redo the hafara?
Right.
What's the goal of being shoal on the kiyum if you can't redo it? Right. So we'll have to see. But yeah, let's just keep going around just for a second. If you feel like confused by this whole concept, don't worry. This is brand new to all of us. So we're going to have to, we have a whole perek to talk about how this household concept works. This is like introduction to hafaris nidar, right? Okay. Fine, but the point is that, and again, and we didn't explain why. Why is it that there's a something that's mafsik between now and that messes up that far? Like we didn't really explain why that is. Kagon hakama, fine. The kevan da hi shaita lav bar hafarahu afilu ha hafara kamaisa de idach batlala. And the point being, says the Ran, that since, you know, in this moment, right, the, you know, it's he's not a person who's able to be Mayfair, right? Because, I mean, the father was, again, it could be either one. It could be the husband and not the father, but one of them. The father was Mayfair and the husband was Makai, right? And so at that point, what happens to him? He becomes a lot. He's a lot bar hafara. He can't do hafara anymore, right? So there, in which case, afilu hafara kamaisa di idach batlala. What happens is the fara of the other person, the father is saying in this case, becomes batel. And we, what we need to have, right, is to have both of them being mayfair at the same time. Umiu bechai sagi shalot tomar ein hafara achar hafara. There you go. Right? And can you do it again? Says the Ran. No, you can't do it again. Once it's out, it's out. You get one chance. And the Ramban says that you can't hear it. It's right here. It's all here in the Ran. Okay? Aval medivra Rambam zal. Near, I forgot that it's here. Okay. Aval medivra Rambam zal. It would be good if the things that I read in the Ran, I remember to tell you that I read them. Okay, it's okay. Aval medivra Rambam zal. Near, the kol shechala hakama bein hafara dechad lafar diidach shuv en yachon lahafer. That's something the Rambam's saying. It's hard to understand the difference here. He's saying, it sounds clearly that he thinks the Rambam holds that kol shechal hakama bein hafar dechad lahafar deidach shuv eni yachon lahafer. Once you made a hafar, you can't do it. Hakama between, you can't do hafar between. But then what's the Ramban saying? It sounds like the Ramban saying you could do that.
Yeah, he quotes the Ramban on one side versus the Rambam on the other side. The article quotes that they're aligned, the Ran and the Ramban, towards truth.
I'm just saying the language is the kevin that I don't want to get bogged down in this, but we already did. But the kevin that far kamad if to la su lo matzi mefer the lesa, right? Behind that Ramban, first sounds to me like he's saying that once he had a far that was, you know, batel, you can't do it anymore. That sounds like the same thing, but I guess that's not what he means. He must the lesa. Maybe he's saying that's not. You might have thought that's not true, right? I suppose the Ramban says that it is true, but fine. So. That was the, you know, a fair question to want to understand. Fine. Okay, we're actually up, time's up, which is okay, because we have a short daf and next daf on the next daf. So we'll stop here, and we will finish this up tomorrow.